Austria could get Europe's first far-right head of state since World War II. Norbert Hofer from the far-right Freedom Party faced former Green Party leader Alexander van der Bellen in a rerun vote after the previous ballot was overturned due to counting irregularities. But as Steffenbos reports, Hofer tried to reassure media that he's not the radical opponents accuse him of being.
Dubbed the Austrian Trump, the 45-year-old Norbert Hofer of the far-right Freedom Party appeared confident, as opinion polls showed he has a high chance of winning Sunday's election. Much like the US President-elect Donald Trump, the former aeronautical engineer capitalized on fears surrounding Europe's worst refugee crisis since the Second World War and immigration to boost his popularity. The contest, a rerun of a vote held on May 22nd between Hofer and 72-year-old left-wing Green Party candidate Alexander van der Bellen, was too close to call. Both sides expected a long count after polls closed at 5 p.m. local time. That has raised concerns within the European Union, where several leaders fear a far-right victory in Austria could boost similar parties elsewhere in Europe ahead of upcoming elections in France and the Netherlands. Casting his vote in his hometown of Pinkerveld on Sunday, Hofer pledged to build stronger ties with Vladimir Putin's Russia and said he would be heading to both Washington and Moscow if he wins the presidency. However, he also stressed that he would no longer push for a referendum on Austria's exit from the European Union, but would focus instead on the EU's positive development. Speaking about migration, he called for tougher screening of refugees, but also said he wanted to help those in need.
Two is to build safe zones in northern Africa, to help people there, to have some time to see if they are real refugees or not. And then we have to bring them in a safe way to Europe, because so many people died in the sea. I'm a level-headed man. If someone needs help, we have to help him either here in Austria or in his home country.
Last year, some 100,000 asylum seekers entered Austria, the equivalent of 1% of the population of this country of 8.7 million. Hofer's opponent, van der Bellen, is the hope of Austrians who want to stop the anti-migrant and anti-EU Freedom Party. Van der Bellen has said he seeks to unite Austria after a bitter election campaign. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.